This month, the 80-year-old SAT test got a much-needed makeover. College Board President David Coleman says many of the changes are designed to make the college preparation and entrance process more fair and more accessible.
I am proud to announce a commitment by the College Board and its member colleges that every single income-eligible student who takes the SAT will receive 4 fee waivers to apply to college for free.
But for many disadvantaged students, getting into college is just the first hurdle. Take, for instance, college students who grew up in the foster care system. Often they don't have a family to lean on for financial assistance or for a place to stay. At City College of San Francisco, a program called Guardian Scholars offers those students the support they need, especially when it comes to housing. KALW's Rachel Wong has more.
The first time Dijon Lewis was in the news, he was only 11 years old.
So as I go to Google, I type in Dijon Lewis runaway twin, and then me and my sister, we pop up. Well, it says San Francisco police on the lookout for runaway twins.
At the time, Child Protective Services came to take him and his twin sister away from their mother, who he says struggles with drug addiction. But instead of giving themselves up to the state, Lewis and his sister made a run for it. They eventually turned themselves in, and that's how he entered the foster care system. Since then, he's bounced around a lot.
It's hard to live with when you're living with strangers all the time. I just be living with strangers from strangers from strangers and no relatives. But then I know down the road that that wouldn't last forever, so I had to figure out how to, you know, be more independent.
Now, Lewis is 21, and he's still not settled yet. Only a few months ago, things got pretty bad. He lost his apartment and struggled to find a place to sleep.
It was tiring because I was hungry and I didn't want to, you know, like I couldn't go out and get something to eat or go to the bathroom. I felt like, yeah, I kept sleeping on the floor, uncomfortable floors.
It's pretty common for former foster youth to experience homelessness. In one regional study, over a third reported periods of homelessness or couch surfing. But on top of that, Lewis was also a community college student.
But I also kept waking up every day to go to school, even though, you know, I was in my situation.
What Dijon Lewis is trying to do is really hard. Less than half of California's former foster youth even enter community college. And of that population, only about 40% enroll for a second year. Michael McPartland manages a program for former foster youth at City College of San Francisco. It's called Guardian Scholars. He says he's seen firsthand the effects of homelessness on his students.
I can point out pictures on the wall of students that have graduated that all the way up to just within a month of graduating lost housing and thought they'd have to drop out because they had nowhere to go.
Programs like McPartland's are embedded in nearly 45 colleges across California. But many are at universities with on-campus housing, and they might serve a few dozen students. City College's program has 160 students. And like most community colleges, it doesn't have any dorms. So McPartland says he spends a lot of time dealing with housing issues.
For our program, it's not a luxury, it's a necessity.
Things got a little easier when California Bill AB 12 was signed into law in 2010. It extends foster care benefits. They used to stop at age 18, and now they go up to age 21. Still, McPartland says many of these youth can't find housing that's covered by their AB 12 benefits, especially in San Francisco's expensive rental market.
You go find a place for $800 a month in San Francisco, and you're 18 years old, right? The odds of your finding something like that on your own are next to nil.
Students can apply for grants like the Chafee Grant, which is specifically for former foster youth, but the money still runs out, and they often don't have a backup plan.
Our students will tend to come to us, some of them, by the third or fourth month of a term with greater financial need because the grant funds they did receive have mostly been expended. They come to me and say, I'm homeless. I've got no place to go tonight.
So McPartland has to get creative. While his program lacks the funding to cover rent for individual students, it can sometimes cover a student's security deposit. And it will try to connect students with openings. For a while, Guardian Scholars had a relationship with a local residential hotel. Recently, an innovative housing idea came from a 73-year-old volunteer.
Her name is Waureen Lofton. I think she's an angel.
I am the landlady.
Waureen Lofton describes herself as the motherly type. In fact, she's the mother of two grown children and a former foster parent. In 2011, Lofton started volunteering as a mentor with Guardian Scholars. She noticed pretty quickly how much the students struggled with housing. Since she's a real estate agent, she thought maybe she could help.
So I kind of veered away from mentoring into finding housing for the kids.
At first, she found an open room here, an open room there. But in December 2012, she took it a step further. She convinced the owner of a home near City College to let her rent the entire house and then sublet it to four Guardian Scholars students.
I paid the rent up front and they reimbursed me. So I'm giving them that leisure time to, you know, get their monies together.
At $600 per room, including utilities, it's affordable for the students. The current tenants work and pay their rent themselves. At first, the whole project was pretty demanding for Lofton, but now...
I'm trying to let them be adults. I had to stop cooking for them. I was cooking. I was going over there cleaning them, showing them how to wring out a mop. And, you know, I said, oh, no, you'll figure it out.
Some of the tenants have already come and gone, and Lofton has adapted along the way. She says the house is an experiment, so she just does what she feels is best.
Everybody keeps telling me I need to get programs in there so we can have all these people to come in that can do therapy and can consult and da-da-da. But they tell me, Ms. Lofton, that's all I've had all my life was programs. I don't want another program.
Lofton hopes to recruit people to help her expand this model to other homes. Her motivation, she says, is knowing she can make a difference for students who might otherwise become homeless or drop out of school.
Somebody needs to do it. It has to be done.
Not a lot of people believe in foster youth.
Daryl Millette, one of Lofton's tenants, is grateful she's taking a chance on them.
You know, they believe we mess things up more than fix things. And she took it the other way around. She said we fix things more than mess things up. This is the living room.
Okay.
Want to see my girlfriend?
It's a Sunday morning, and Millette is in the living room with a few housemates, including Dijon Lewis. Lewis moved in a few months ago.
I had a long night last night.
The place looks like a typical communal house. There's mismatched furniture and empty bags of Jack in the Box on the coffee table.
I don't know how far Jack in the Box is, but by the time he got here, my food was cold.
A makeshift wall separates the living room and Daryl Millette's bedroom.
I didn't have a door right here. I had a curtain right here, this blue curtain.
At 30, Millette's a little older than the others, but he's familiar with group living. He grew up in different foster homes in New Orleans from the time he was born.
That's seven different neighborhoods, that's seven different best friends.
After Hurricane Katrina, Millette moved to San Francisco to rebuild his life.
I just remember the little commercials about San Francisco, about Rice-A-Roni and looking at the little trolleys.
Millette plans to complete his associate's degree in cinematography next year. Then he wants to go for his bachelor's at SF State, where he'll probably move into university housing. But for now, he's a house manager here, collecting rent and trying to keep everyone in line.
It's not like a lot of house rules, and it's just enough rules to make sure that everybody is fair, everybody being treated fair.
Millette says being around other Guardian Scholars students has been good for him.
You be dealing with so much pain in the inside, you don't really want to open up to the people. In college has a way of making you open up. We definitely motivate each other. We feed off each other.
Still, he says he really wants his own place. Dijon Lewis does too, though he knows it might not happen for a while.
Hopefully we can live here until we meet our goals in life, until we get on our feet. But it's not this is not like a place we get too comfortable or we call home.
Instead, this is a place where you can start to envision what home could be. In San Francisco, I'm Rachel Wong for Cross Currents.